it's absolutely shocking. And I think when we're talking about 51 individuals, or 51 as a number, we have to remember that each one of them represents an ill patient who's been denied treatment locally. And together with their loved ones, they have to embark on a journey, leaving Donegal at a very early hour in the morning, travelling down to Galway. And I think, you know, and I've seen it in my own Facebook, I've seen it in terms of people who've been commenting to contact my office and people who've been stopping me. People are absolutely outraged. The thought that you could have as much as 51 cars leaving Donegal, passing Letterkenny General Hospital, where they should be getting their treatment, making that cruel journey down to Galway, and in those cars is a very sick person who needs chemotherapy, who's suffering from cancer at this point in time. It's breaking the people of Donegal's hearts, and I have made a commitment to get to the bottom of this, why it's happened and why the consultant is not travelling up here to treat the patients instead of forcing these 51 patients so far. And we're expected to see those numbers rise before the situation is rectified. Why the consultant isn't coming up to Donegal to carry out the chemotherapy treatment here in our own hospital.
Now, last week in the Dáil, you sought answers in relation to what measures did the health minister take to try and counteract this situation from unfolding. Have you had any answers to that?
No, we haven't. There's still a lot of unanswered questions in relation to that. As we know now, the Minister for Health didn't bother to turn up for the debate. The junior Minister for Health, who filled in, acknowledged and apologised to me, although it's not me she should be apologising. It's to the patients, it's to their loved ones, their families, who have been denied the service here in Donegal. And she had to acknowledge that I actually knew more about the scenario than she knew herself. So we're still waiting for questions. And look, families have contacting myself at this point in time. They've been told that they have to go through 2 to 3 months of chemotherapy treatment in Donegal. The service isn't available to them in Donegal. They're now travelling to Galway, and they want to know that when the new locum comes in place on the 6th of March, what will actually happen? Will they be able to continue their treatment in Letterkenny, or will they now be based in Galway? There are other questions also that are stemming from this. For example, in terms of why can't they get the radium in Atnagelvin now? Why are they being asked to have the radium down in Galway? And questions in relation to the delay from when procedures were carried out, when operations were carried out, to where they're first being referred for chemotherapy. And in some cases that I've been told about by the individuals, that is up to 9 weeks of a delay. So there's serious questions here now for the HSC, and we all know that in relation to cancer, time is of the essence. And you know, there's huge burdens being placed on individuals, not just in terms of their health, but also in terms of financial burdens that haven't gone away and are just being exasperated as a result of this.